Learn to work with what you have, because if you don't, you will lose more time than you realize. That's the truth most people avoid. They keep waiting for the right amount of money, the right environment, or the right motivation. But ask yourself, how long have you already been waiting? How many days have you let slip by because you told yourself you didn't have enough? This is where change really begins. You don't need perfect conditions. You don't need to copy anyone else's life. You need to start with what is in your hands today. Your time, your effort, your focus. Small actions with what you already own are more powerful than big plans that never leave your mind. This audiobook will show you how to stop wasting energy on excuses and start building real progress from your current situation. Stay here, because this is the lesson that can finally move your life forward. Chapter 1. Accept your limits today and choose to start anyway. Accept your limits today and choose to start anyway. That is a lesson that carries weight in every part of life. Many people waste years waiting for conditions to be perfect before they move. They imagine that once they have more money, once they have more energy, once they have more time, then they will start building the life they want. But the truth is, perfection never arrives. The perfect moment never knocks at your door. What you do have is today. What you do have is the situation you are in right now, and if you choose to wait, you let your time slip away. If you choose to act, even with limits, you begin to build strength, and you begin to move forward. When you accept your limits, you are not giving up. You are not lowering your vision. You are simply facing reality. You are saying, "This is where I am. This is where I am. This is what I have, and I will begin here." There is power in that. Most people do the opposite. They fight reality. They complain about what they don't have. They resist their situation. And because of that, they do nothing. Their life stays the same, because they refuse to start where they are. But when you accept your limits, you stop fighting reality. You turn your attention from what is missing to what is possible. That shift in mindset is where progress begins. Think about your own life right now. Maybe you don't have the financial resources you wish you had. Maybe your health is not perfect. Maybe your environment is not supportive. Those things are real. But waiting until they change will not make you stronger. Starting in the middle of them will. If you can act when conditions are not in your favor, you build a kind of inner strength that no easy situation could ever give you. If you can create discipline when you are tired, you grow powerful discipline. If you can take action when you don't feel motivated, you grow true consistency. If you can move forward when you have little, you grow resourcefulness. This is the psychology of growth. Growth is not about waiting for everything to line up. It is about deciding to use what is in your hands today. Most people underestimate the power of small, consistent steps. They believe that only big action counts. But the truth is, small steps, taken daily with what you have, create massive change over time. One book read at night, one workout done with body weight at home, one extra dollar saved every day, one small skill practiced in your free hour. These things look small in the moment, but they stack, and when they stack, they create transformation. The first challenge is acceptance. Human beings often resist their reality. They think, if only I had more support, if only I had more time, if only I had a better start. That thinking keeps you trapped, because there will always be something missing. Even if you had more money, you would find another excuse. Even if you had more time, you might waste it. Even if you had perfect conditions, you might still hesitate. The secret is to accept your conditions as they are today, and still choose to act. When you do this, you build momentum. Momentum is powerful. Once you start, you break the wall of hesitation. Starting creates clarity. Once you begin, you can adjust. You can improve. But you can improve. But you cannot improve something you never started. Too many people try to plan their way to success. They wait until they have every answer. They wait until they feel completely ready. But readiness is not something you wait for. Readiness is something you create by moving forward, even in uncertainty. Think about how many people have ideas, but never act. They imagine, they plan, they talk, but they don't take the first step. What separates those who succeed from those who don't is not talent, not background, not resources. It is the courage to start with what they have, even when it feels like too little. History is filled with people who began with almost nothing but created extraordinary lives. They were not special in resources. They were special in decision. They accepted their limits and moved anyway. Now imagine yourself. Picture your daily life. There are things you want to change. Maybe you want better health. Maybe you want stronger finances. Maybe you want to grow your skills. Ask yourself, what can I do today with the energy and resources I have to move one step forward? Don't think about what is missing. Don't think about what others have. Think about your step. Maybe it's cooking a healthier meal at home. Maybe it's reading 10 pages of a book. Maybe it's practicing one skill for half an hour. That is progress. That is action. When you start like this, something changes inside. You begin to trust yourself. You begin to see that you are capable of moving even in tough conditions. That builds confidence. And confidence grows with every action. Many people believe confidence comes first, and then action. But it's the other way around. Action creates confidence. By choosing to start, even within your limits, you prove to yourself that you can move forward. That proof builds belief, and belief builds consistency. The emotional side of this is important. Sometimes you will feel frustration. You will notice what you don't have, and it might hurt. You will feel tired. You will feel like you are behind. These emotions are real, but if you let them stop you, they will control your life. If you acknowledge them but still choose to act, they lose their power. The choice is always yours, and each choice either strengthens your weakness or strengthens your strength. Accepting your limits does not mean settling. It means facing life honestly. If you ignore your limits, you make unrealistic plans, and then you quit when you cannot follow them. But if you accept them, you design a plan you can actually stick with. If you only have one free hour, use that 1 hour. If you only have a small budget, start with that small budget. If you only have your body and no gym, use your body. That is wisdom. And wisdom creates progress that lasts. Many people look for motivation before they act. They wait to feel inspired. But waiting for motivation is like waiting for the weather to always be sunny. Motivation comes and goes. What you can control is your decision. Your decision to act is stronger than motivation. When you act despite limits, you create your own motivation. You feel the energy that comes from progress, not from waiting. That is real power. Think of your daily habits. Habits are built by repetition. They don't require perfection. They require practice. If you can accept your limits today and still take a step, you are building a habit of action. That habit, over weeks and months, becomes part of who you are. And once action is part of who you are, you no longer struggle to begin. You simply live in motion. There is something freeing about starting where you are. You stop waiting for a better version of yourself. You stop waiting for a better tomorrow. You claim your day. You claim your situation. And you begin to shape it. That is the difference between living as a victim of life and living as the creator of your life. Victims wait. Creator of your life. Victims wait. Creators act. Victims complain about their limits. Creators use their limits as the place to begin. If you want to live a stronger life, accept your limits today and choose to start anyway. Decide to use what you have. Decide to begin now. Take your energy, your time, your skills, no matter how small, and move forward. Each step counts. Each action builds. And over time, the small becomes big. The weak becomes strong. The limited becomes enough. Your life is not waiting for perfection. Your life is waiting for you to accept it as it is and start shaping it. The power is in your hands today. The choice is yours. And the moment is now. Chapter 2. Face your current situation without hiding from truth. Face your current situation without hiding from truth. That is one of the hardest but most important steps in building a better life. Human beings often protect themselves by pretending things are better than they are, or by distracting themselves from the reality they live in. But hiding from the truth does not remove the pain, it does not erase the problem, and it does not bring you closer to the life you want. The truth always remains, waiting for you to face it, and until you do, you will remain stuck. When you finally decide to face your current situation, something powerful happens. You see things for what they are, not for what you wish them to be. You may notice that your finances are not in order. You may notice that your health has declined. You may notice that your habits are destroying your chances of improvement. It hurts, but that hurt is the doorway to growth. Avoiding the mirror does not change how you look, but standing in front of it gives you the chance to decide what you will do about it. Facing truth requires honesty, and honesty takes courage. It is easier to blame others, to say that your boss, your family, your past, or the world is the reason for your situation. But blame keeps you powerless. When you blame, you hand your control to someone else. When you take full responsibility, you hold the power to change, and that begins with telling yourself the truth. This is where I am. This is what I have done. This is what I have avoided. This is what I must confront. Most people fear this process because they believe facing the truth will crush them. In reality, it frees you. It frees you from denial. It frees you from false stories. It frees you from the heavy weight of pretending. When you know exactly where you stand, you can finally take steps that matter. When you admit you are out of shape, you can begin exercising. When you admit your savings are low, you can begin budgeting. When you admit your habits are weak, you can begin building stronger ones. You cannot fix what you refuse to see. There is also an emotional release when you face the truth. Carrying lies to yourself creates stress. You know deep inside when you are not being honest. That inner conflict eats your energy. But when you drop the act, when you face your life openly, you feel lighter. The truth may sting, but it brings clarity, and clarity is the foundation of progress. You can only hit a target when you know where you are aiming from. So how do you face your current situation? Start by observing your daily life without excuses. Look at how you spend your time. Look at how you use your money. Look at how you treat your body. Look at how you manage your emotions. Write it down. Don't judge it, just see it. For example, if you spend 5 hours on distractions every night, write it. If you skip meals or eat poorly, write it. If you avoid important conversations, write it. Putting truth on paper makes it real. You cannot deny what you see clearly in front of you. Next, ask yourself what results you are getting from the way you live. If you feel tired every day, that is feedback. If you are stressed about bills, that is feedback. If your relationships feel weak, That is feedback. Life always gives feedback. The problem is we often ignore it. Facing truth means listening to feedback without covering it up. The body whispers first with fatigue, then it screams with illness. Finances whisper with small debts, then they scream with crisis. Relationships whisper with distance, then they break with silence. Facing the whispers early saves you from the screams later. Another part of truth is facing your own role in the situation. It is tempting to say that everything bad comes from outside forces, but your choices play the central role. If you spend more than you earn, that is your choice. If you skip learning, that is your choice. If you avoid discipline, that is your choice. It is painful to accept, but it is the only path to control. Because if your choices got you here, your choices can take you somewhere new. Facing truth also means letting go of illusions. Many people convince themselves they will suddenly change one day. They imagine a magical burst of motivation. They imagine a sudden success. But the truth is, nothing changes until they do. The reality is, no one is coming to save you. No opportunity is going to fall from the sky. The life you want requires facing what holds you back today. It requires admitting where you are weak and deciding to grow stronger. There is dignity in truth. You may feel ashamed when you see your situation clearly, but you should feel proud that you are brave enough to face it. Many people live and die without ever being honest with themselves. They hide behind distractions, entertainment, substances, and excuses. But you, by facing your truth, are choosing a higher road. You are choosing awareness. You are choosing responsibility. And that is rare. Once you face your current situation, you can begin building a plan. Plans that are based on lies always fail. If you pretend you have more time than you do, your plan will collapse. If you pretend you are more disciplined than you are, your plan will collapse. If you pretend your finances are better than they are, your plan will collapse. But when you face the truth, your plan has a solid foundation. You can say, I have 1 hour, and I will use that hour. You can say, I have $10, and I will save two. You can say, I am weak in this area, so I will strengthen it. That is how real progress is made. Facing truth also allows you to set the right expectation. Many people quit not because progress is impossible, but because their expectations were unrealistic. They wanted 10 years of neglect to disappear in 10 days of effort. They wanted instant results. But when you are honest about your situation, you set realistic goals. You accept that change takes time. You accept that progress is slow, but steady. And when you accept this, you stay consistent. Consistency is where transformation lives. Emotionally, this process will challenge you. Facing truth might make you angry at yourself. It might make you sad. It might make you anxious. But those emotions are not your enemy. They are signals that you care. They are signs that you want more. If you use them wisely, they will fuel your action. Pain is not meant to paralyze you. Pain is meant to wake you up. When you feel the sting of truth, decide that you will not feel this way forever. Decide that you will act until things improve. When you stand in truth, people around you will notice. They may not like it, because it forces them to look at their own lives. Some will criticize you. Some will distance themselves. But some will be inspired. And most importantly, you will respect yourself. Self-respect is built when you know you are not hiding. When you can look in the mirror and say, this is me, this is my life, and I am doing something about it. You walk with a different energy. That energy cannot be faked. Facing your current situation also prepares you for challenges. Life will test you again and again. If you practice honesty now, you will be ready when new difficulties come. You will not waste time denying or pretending. You will quickly assess the situation, see it for what it is, and act. That skill separates those who crumble from those who adapt. Adaptation is the mark of strong people, and adaptation starts with facing truth. So ask yourself today, what truth have you been avoiding? Have you been telling yourself that you are doing your best when you know you are not? Have you been pretending your habits are fine when you know they are damaging? Have you been saying you have no time when in reality you waste hours every day? That honesty may sting, but it is the first step to freedom. Because once you see clearly, you cannot go back to ignorance. You can only move forward or stay stuck by choice. Your life deserves the courage of truth. Your future depends on it. Don't live another day hiding. Face your reality, accept it without excuses, and then decide what to do about it. That is how you grow. That is how you take control. That is how you build a life you are proud of. The moment you stop hiding from truth is the moment your real transformation begins. It is the moment you stop being controlled by denial and start being guided by clarity. It is the moment you stop being powerless and start being powerful. Today is the day you can make that choice. Not tomorrow. Not when things feel easier. Today, face your current situation without hiding. It may be uncomfortable, but it will set you free.
Chapter 3. Use your small wins to build daily confidence. Use your small wins to build daily confidence. Most people think confidence comes from one huge success, one big event that changes everything overnight. But the truth is, confidence is built slowly, one choice at a time, one action at a time, and one small win at a time. The size of the win does not matter. What matters is that you can see evidence that you are capable of moving forward. When you prove that to yourself consistently, you begin to feel a steady sense of belief in your ability to handle life. Think about how you feel after keeping a promise to yourself, even if it was something small. Maybe you told yourself you would wake up 30 minutes earlier, and you did. That action may not have changed your entire life in that moment, but it planted a seed. You said you would, and you did. That memory strengthens you. Now when you face the next challenge, you remember that you can follow through. Confidence grows from that evidence. The problem many people face is that they only measure themselves by big achievements. They ignore the small progress because they don't see it as valuable. But every skill, every habit, and every transformation is built on small steps. If you celebrate those steps, you train your mind to recognize growth. And when your mind recognizes growth, it wants to continue. This creates a cycle of action and confidence that multiplies over time. Confidence is not something you are born with. It is something you develop. A child does not learn to walk by suddenly running. They take one step, then fall, then try again. Each successful step builds the courage to take another. Adults are no different. You may not notice your daily progress because you expect too much too soon. But if you train yourself to count small wins, you will realize you are moving faster than you thought. Imagine the difference between two people starting a fitness journey. One focuses only on the big picture and feels defeated because they don't see instant results. The other notices that they exercised 3 times this week when before they did none. One feels discouraged, the other feels motivated. The only difference is how they measure progress. Confidence grows in the second person because they allow themselves to acknowledge improvement. That acknowledgement fuels their desire to continue. Daily confidence comes from repetition. Every time you follow through on a task, you strengthen your self-respect. You don't need to wait for applause from others. The most powerful confidence comes from looking at yourself and knowing you kept your word. When you repeatedly do what you said you would do, even in small things, you begin to trust yourself, and self-trust is the root of confidence. Without it, you will always doubt your ability. With it, you feel steady no matter the situation. Building confidence through small wins also helps you handle setbacks. Life will always throw challenges at you. If you rely only on rare big successes for your confidence, you will feel weak when those successes are far apart. But if you build confidence daily by noticing your wins, you always have a source of strength to draw from. Even on hard days, you can look back and see proof that you are capable. That memory reminds you not to give up. One of the strongest ways to build confidence is to create daily goals you know you can achieve if you focus. Simple things. Drink more water. Read 10 pages. Write down your thoughts. Make your bed. Call someone you care about. These are not huge tasks, but they shape your discipline. And each time you complete them, you reinforce the message, I can rely on myself. Over time, that message becomes part of your identity. Human psychology responds deeply to progress. We are wired to feel good when we move forward. The brain releases energy when it senses achievement. The mistake many people make is starving themselves of that feeling, because they only allow themselves to celebrate the finish line. By learning to celebrate checkpoints, you give yourself constant fuel. That fuel drives action, and action drives more progress. It becomes a loop of steady growth. Confidence also grows when you recognize effort, not just outcomes. Maybe you tried something difficult today, and it didn't go perfectly. That still counts as a win because you showed up. You tried when you could have avoided it. Many people let failure destroy their confidence, but those who see effort as a victory continue to grow. Confidence is not about being perfect. It is about proving to yourself that you will keep showing up. Another key is consistency. One small win is good, but repeated wins transform you. If you only occasionally follow through, your mind does not fully trust you. But if you repeatedly act, even in small ways, your mind begins to believe in your strength. That belief is what people notice when they call someone confident. It is not arrogant. It is quiet assurance built through steady effort. There is also a psychological shift when you learn to focus on small wins. You move from feeling helpless to feeling capable. Helplessness grows when you believe nothing you do matters. But the moment you prove that one action creates a result, even a small one, you break helplessness. You begin to see that your choices matter, and when you know your choices matter, you feel empowered. That empowerment is the fuel of confidence. Daily confidence is built by stacking wins. Think of your day as a chance to collect evidence of your strength. Did you complete the task you planned? That is evidence. Did you stay calm when normally you would have lost control? That is evidence. Did you spend time learning instead of wasting time? That is evidence. Each piece adds up, until you cannot deny your progress. And the more evidence you collect, the more unshakable your confidence becomes. Many people ask, how to overcome fear? The answer is small wins. Fear loses power when you give yourself proof that you can act in spite of it. Each time you step forward a little, the fear shrinks. If you wait to feel completely fearless, you will never move. But if you face fear with small steps, you gradually train your mind to stay calm. This process builds confidence, not only in what you can do, but in who you are becoming. Confidence built through small wins is practical. It does not depend on luck or circumstances. It depends on your daily actions. You may not control everything around you, but you control your effort, and your effort creates results. When you learn to measure those results honestly and celebrate them, you are no longer waiting for the world to validate you. You validate yourself. That is lasting power. The mistake of ignoring small wins is common, but it can be corrected quickly. Tonight, reflect on your day and write down three things you did right. They don't have to be dramatic. Maybe you chose a healthier meal. Maybe you finished a task on time. Maybe you encouraged someone. Notice them. Thank yourself for them. Do this every day, and in weeks, you will notice your confidence rising, because your attention is on growth instead of lack. Confidence also changes how you carry yourself. When you believe in your ability to act, Your posture changes, your voice changes, your presence changes. People are drawn to those who radiate steady assurance. They may not know the reason, but the reason is the daily evidence you have built inside yourself. That invisible record of small wins gives you a foundation that cannot be faked. The great reward of this process is not only confidence, but momentum. Small wins create motion. Motion creates opportunities. When you start moving, life begins to open doors. People respond to your energy. Situations respond to your persistence. Confidence and action reinforce each other until you find yourself living at a higher level than before. Remember that no one hands you confidence. It is not gifted. It is earned through your actions. Every small win is like a brick. Day by day, you lay those bricks until you stand on a strong foundation. Some days the brick feels tiny, but it still counts. Over months and years, you look back and see that your consistent work has built something powerful. And in that moment, you realize your confidence was never missing. It was just waiting for you to build it. So use your small wins to build daily confidence. Stop ignoring the steps you are taking. Stop dismissing the progress you are making. Give yourself credit for showing up, for trying, for completing what you promised, no matter how small it seems. Those wins are not meaningless. They are the foundation of everything stronger that will come later. Every time you honor your effort, you add another layer to your belief, and with each layer, you move closer to the confident, disciplined, capable person you want to become. Confidence is not about waiting for a big break. It is about deciding to value every step forward. It is about respecting the process and respecting yourself enough to see that what you are doing matters. And if you do this daily, there will come a time when you no longer have to chase confidence. It will already live inside you, built by the countless wins you created one day at a time.
Chapter 4. Work with the energy you actually have today. Work with the energy you actually have today. That one idea can change the way you live, because too many people wait for a perfect state before they act. They think they must feel completely energized, completely motivated, completely ready before they can begin. The problem is that moment rarely arrives. Life has its demands, and your energy will rise and fall from day to day. Some mornings you wake up full of strength, and other days you feel drained before you even start. If you only act when you feel perfect, you will miss most of your opportunities. The key is to work with whatever energy you do have and use it in the best way possible. This requires honesty. Be real about your current state. Some days you may only have 60% of your usual drive. On those days, use that 60% wisely. Do what matters most. Direct your limited energy toward the task that will make the biggest difference. If you demand perfection of yourself when you are not at your peak, you will feel discouraged. But if you allow yourself to do your best with the energy you actually have, you keep momentum alive, and momentum is often more important than perfection. Consider how many times people burn out because they push themselves in an unrealistic way. They try to operate at 100% every day, and when they fall short, they punish themselves. That cycle creates guilt and shame, which drains even more energy. A smarter way is to learn to adjust. If you wake up feeling strong, take on the bigger challenges. If you wake up tired, scale down but still act. Progress is not about maximum effort at all times. It is about consistent effort, matched with the energy available. Human beings are not machines. Your energy depends on sleep, nutrition, stress, environment, and emotions. Ignoring these realities makes you less productive, not more. If you feel exhausted and try to force yourself through without any adjustment, your work will lack quality. You may even harm your health, but if you acknowledge where you are, you can make better choices. You can break a task into smaller parts. You can take short breaks to recharge.
you can focus only on the essential actions instead of everything at once. This is not weakness. It is wisdom. Working with the energy you have today also builds discipline because it teaches you that action does not require ideal conditions. Even at 50% energy, you can move forward. Maybe not as far, but forward nonetheless. This matters because consistency creates results. Imagine if you used even a portion of your energy every single day, instead of wasting entire days waiting to feel ready. Over a year, that adds up to extraordinary progress. Another benefit is self-respect. When you use the energy you have instead of giving in to excuses, you prove to yourself that you are reliable. You don't collapse just because you feel low, you adjust and keep going. That builds inner confidence. You don't need to wait for bursts of motivation to trust yourself. You know that no matter how you feel, you will find a way to act with what you've got. That kind of trust in yourself is worth more than any momentary feeling of motivation. There is also psychology at work here. Action itself creates energy. How many times have you started something while feeling tired, only to notice yourself gaining energy once you began? The human mind reacts positively to movement. Often, what we call lack of energy is more about lack of focus. Once you take the first step, your mind wakes up. That is why it is dangerous to sit and wait until you feel ready. Waiting drains you further. Acting, even with small steps, often restores you. When you think of energy, think in terms of priorities. On days when your energy is limited, don't spread it thin. Focus on one or two key things. If your strength is high, use it to handle the tougher work. This is strategy. Instead of asking, "Do I feel like doing everything?" ask, "What can I do with the energy I have?" That question keeps you moving, no matter your state. There is also an emotional lesson here. Many people judge themselves harshly when their energy is low. They call themselves lazy or weak. But energy levels are part of being human. No one is at their peak every single day. By learning to accept this truth, you reduce guilt. And when guilt reduces, you conserve energy. That freed energy can then go into productive action, rather than into self-criticism. Another way to work with your energy is to notice patterns. Maybe you feel strongest in the morning. Use that time for the most important work. Maybe your focus drops after lunch. Schedule lighter tasks then. Don't fight against your natural rhythm. Align your efforts with it. This makes your energy stretch further. Many people waste years trying to force themselves into unnatural patterns instead of studying themselves and making adjustments. Self-awareness saves energy and increases output. You also need to understand that small actions count. On a day when you feel low, maybe you cannot write 10 pages, but you can write one. That one page may not feel like much, but it keeps your chain of action unbroken. It reminds your mind that you are still moving forward. That reminder prevents the discouragement that comes from doing nothing. And the truth is, a lot of progress in life comes from refusing to do nothing. There is another benefit. When you learn to work with your current energy, you avoid the trap of comparing yourself to others. Some people have more energy than you today, some have less. That does not matter. What matters is what you do with your own. If you waste time wishing you had more, you do nothing. If you use what you do have, you get stronger. The measure of your life is not how much energy you had compared to someone else. It is how much you use the energy that was given to you. Working with your energy today also helps you protect tomorrow. If you overuse your strength when you are already drained, you may collapse and lose days of progress. But if you pace yourself, you preserve energy for the long run. Life is not a single race. It is a marathon of days. You don't need to burn out to prove your strength. You need to stay consistent enough to reach the results you want. There is dignity in this approach. It teaches you respect for your body and your mind. It reminds you that your limits are not failures, they are signals. If you are exhausted, it may be a signal to rest smarter. If you are scattered, it may be a signal to focus on one thing. If you are distracted, it may be a signal to simplify your environment. By listening to these signals, you become more effective. Ignoring them only multiplies your problem. Some people think that adjusting to energy levels is weakness. But it is the opposite. Weakness is giving up completely, because you don't feel at your best. Strength is saying, I don't feel 100%, but I will give the best I can with what I have. That decision builds resilience. It proves that you can act under imperfect conditions. And if you can act under imperfect conditions, you will always move further than those who wait for the perfect time. Think about the feeling of ending a day where you didn't have much energy, but still managed to get something done. You may not feel like a hero, but you feel steady. You feel proud that you did not waste the day. That pride is quiet but powerful. And when you string many such days together, your confidence in yourself becomes solid. There is also something practical here. Energy is often restored by removing waste. If you spend hours on meaningless distractions, your energy drains faster. But if you cut those things out, even a low energy day becomes more productive. Working with your energy is not just about accepting limits. It is also about removing the things that steal energy for no reason. Protect your attention, and you will find you have more strength to give where it matters. Finally, remember this. Your life is built one day at a time. Each day gives you a certain amount of energy. Some days it will be high, some days it will be low. Your job is not to wish for more. Your job is to use what you are given. If you can master this, you will never waste a day. Every day becomes useful, no matter the condition. And over years, this steady use of your available energy will build a life of discipline, progress, and pride. Work with the energy you actually have today. Don't postpone, don't complain, and don't quit just because the day feels heavy. Adjust, act, and keep moving. In time, you will see that every bit of energy you used wisely has shaped the person you became. That is how you build a strong life. Not by waiting for perfect energy, but by making the most of the energy you have right now. Chapter 5. Stop comparing yourself and grow from your point. Stop comparing yourself and grow from your point. That is a principle that saves you from endless frustration and puts you on the only path that truly belongs to you. Comparison is one of the most common traps in human life. It looks harmless at first, but it eats away at self-respect and progress. You look at someone else's success and you measure it against your own situation. You look at their achievements, their possessions, their skills, their relationships, and you forget that their life has nothing to do with yours. You forget that they started in a different place, faced different struggles, and had different opportunities. Yet you hold yourself against their results, and you feel behind. That habit destroys motivation, because no matter how much you accomplish, there will always be someone who has more. The truth is, comparison blinds you to your own growth. If you are always looking outward, you cannot see the steps you are making inward. The better question is not, how do I measure up to them? The better question is, how do I measure up to myself yesterday? Growth is personal. It cannot be borrowed, and it cannot be copied. Your point of beginning is yours alone. Your progress must be measured against where you were, not against where someone else is. When you stop comparing, you free yourself to focus on your own development. You can see your strengths without feeling like they are too small. You can see your weaknesses without feeling like they make you worthless. You can finally be honest about what needs to change without the shadow of envy clouding your mind. Comparison steals joy and it steals focus. Growth restores both. Think about how often people waste time scrolling through the lives of others, filling their minds with highlight reels that were designed to impress. What they don't see is the hidden struggle behind those pictures. They don't see the failures, the insecurities, or the doubts. They only see the polished surface. Comparing your raw reality to someone else's polished image is unfair to yourself. It keeps you trapped in a cycle of never feeling enough. To grow from your point means to start exactly where you are today. Maybe your finances are not where you want them. Maybe your health is not ideal. Maybe your relationships are shaky. That is your starting line, and there is no shame in it. Every person begins somewhere. What matters is not where you are compared to others, but what you decide to do with your current reality. One person may run faster than you, but that does not mean you should stop running. Your pace belongs to you. Your growth belongs to you. Comparison also robs you of gratitude. You could have many good things in your life right now, but if you spend all your energy looking at what others have, you won't appreciate them. Gratitude is essential because it keeps you aware of progress. If you constantly measure your value by someone else's possessions or achievements, you overlook your blessings. You may have improved your discipline, built better habits, or learned new skills, but if you are comparing, you dismiss them as nothing. Without gratitude, progress feels empty. The psychology of growth is simple but powerful. Improvement requires focus. Whatever you give your attention to grows. If you give it to comparison, envy grows. If you give it to your own actions, progress grows. Every day you face a choice. You can look outward and measure yourself by others, or you can look inward and measure yourself by the steps you take. One road leads to insecurity, the other to strength. The most effective way to stop comparing is to set personal standards. Decide what kind of person you want to become, not what kind of person someone else is. Write down what success means to you, not what success looks like on someone else's timeline. Success may mean being debt-free, improving your health, being a better parent, building a skill, or creating discipline. Define it for yourself. When you know your definition, comparison loses its power. Another way to break free from comparison is to recognize that every person has unique struggles. The one you envy may be battling something invisible. They may have internal battles you cannot imagine. Just because someone looks ahead in one area does not mean they are ahead in all. Everyone has strengths and weaknesses. Everyone has seasons of gain and seasons of struggle. When you compare, you see only a piece of their story, not the whole picture. That realization brings perspective and compassion. Growing from your point also requires patience. You cannot undo years of neglect in 1 week. You cannot transform overnight. If you try to match someone else's pace without considering your own capacity, you will burn out. Growth is a slow accumulation of better choices. If you make them daily, your future self will be unrecognizable compared to your present. But you must give yourself time. Patience is not weakness. It is the recognition that all good things are built step by step. Self-respect grows when you learn to honor your own journey. You may not be where someone else is, but you know the battles you have fought. You know the moments you overcame fear. You know the habits you have built. That is worth recognition. Self-respect is not about arrogance. It is about acknowledging the value of your effort. The more you respect your own path, the less you feel the need to compare it to anyone else's. Comparison also steals energy that could be used for growth. When you are consumed by envy, you waste hours of thought and emotion. Those hours could have been invested in learning, working, building, or improving. The more you focus on others, the less energy you have for yourself. By shifting that attention back to your own life, you reclaim energy. You begin to see possibilities where before you saw only lack. That shift alone can change your future. To grow from your point, create a clear picture of where you are. Write it down without shame. This is my income. This is my health. This is my daily routine. This is my current discipline. Accept it as your truth. From there, set small steps forward. If your income is low, decide how you can increase it by even a small amount. If your health is weak, start with one healthy change. If your routine is poor, add one positive habit. Each step builds a new foundation, and with each foundation, you rise higher. Celebrate your progress, not in arrogance, but in recognition. If you read 10 pages today, celebrate that you are building your mind. If you exercised when you didn't feel like it, celebrate your discipline. If you chose to save money instead of spending, celebrate your wisdom. These celebrations keep you engaged with your own life rather than lost in the lives of others. Comparison often comes from insecurity. When you don't know your own worth, you try to find it by measuring yourself against others. But worth does not come from outside. Worth comes from within. It comes from knowing that you are working to become better than you were yesterday. It comes from knowing that you are in motion, that you are not standing still. That quiet confidence grows when you invest in your own development. Another truth to remember is that life is not a race with one finish line. There are many paths, and each person must walk their own. Some will reach milestones before you, and some after. That does not make your progress meaningless. It makes it yours. Comparing timelines is dangerous, because each person has a different set of circumstances. Growth is not about when you arrive. Growth is about not stopping along the way. When you stop comparing, you find peace. You stop living with constant anxiety about who is ahead or behind. You start living with focus. That focus creates deeper work. It creates better results. And in time, it creates a sense of freedom. You no longer need to compete with anyone but yourself. That kind of freedom is rare, but it is available to anyone who chooses. So stop comparing yourself and grow from your point. Accept where you are with honesty. Respect your own battles. Define your own success. Measure yourself against yesterday, not against others. Celebrate your progress. Stay patient. Focus your energy on your own steps. Build confidence from within, and watch how your life transforms, not by chasing someone else's path, but by walking strongly on your own.
Chapter 6. Turn what you know now into daily improvement. Turn what you know now into daily improvement. Knowledge by itself will not change your life. You can read 100 books, listen to endless speeches, take notes from every teacher, and still remain the same if you never act on what you already know. The real difference begins when knowledge leaves your mind and enters your behavior. Many people make the mistake of collecting information but never applying it. They confuse learning with growth. But growth is not about how much you know. Growth is about what you do with what you know today. Think about the lessons you already carry. You know that eating better improves your health. You know that saving money secures your future. You know that discipline creates freedom. You know that consistent work produces results. These truths are not secrets. You don't need another theory before you start. You need to take one piece of knowledge you already have and turn it into action. When you repeat that action daily, you turn it into improvement. And when you do this consistently, your life begins to change in real ways. The mistake most people make is waiting for new information. They believe they are missing some key formula, some hidden strategy that will finally unlock success. So they keep searching, reading, and listening without acting. That search never ends, because there will always be more information available. The truth is, you already know enough to begin improving. The problem is not knowledge. The problem is action. When you use what you know, even in a small way, you create progress. Progress builds momentum. Momentum builds confidence. Confidence builds consistency. It is a chain reaction that starts with one decision, to apply what you already understand. You don't need to master everything in one day. Choose one principle and live it today. Tomorrow, do it again. Over time, those repeated applications become habits, and habits create transformation. Consider how many times people say, "I know I should exercise," but they don't. "I know I should eat healthier," but they don't. "I know I should save money," but they don't. "I know I should read," but they don't. The problem is not ignorance. The problem is discipline.
If you begin turning those shoulds into daily actions, your life begins to move forward. Improvement is not complicated. It is simple choices, applied repeatedly, based on what you already know. There is power in simplicity. You don't need to create a perfect system before you start. Use the information you already trust. If you know that 10 minutes of exercise benefits you, then do it. If you know that writing down your goals helps you, then write them. If you know that practicing a skill daily improves it, then practice. Start with what you know. Don't wait for something new to give you permission to grow. The psychology behind daily improvement is straightforward. The brain responds to repetition. When you repeat an action, you strengthen the pathway. Over time, it becomes automatic. This is how habits are built. If you keep learning without acting, you create no pathway. The knowledge remains idle, but when you apply it, you carve it into your behavior. That carving shapes your identity. You no longer just know about discipline, you become disciplined. You no longer just know about health, you become healthier. You no longer just know about consistency, you become consistent. Daily improvement requires commitment. You must be willing to take what you know and use it even on days when you don't feel like it. It is easy to act when motivation is high. The test comes when energy is low. In those moments, you must remind yourself that knowledge unused is wasted. Action, even if small, is better than waiting for perfect conditions. One small step is greater than none, and one small step each day creates a path that leads further than you imagine. Improvement also requires honesty. Ask yourself, what do I already know that I am not using? Make a list. You may discover that the gap in your life is not information, but application. Write down the top three lessons you have learned over the years that you rarely practice. Then design one action for each. Start with the simplest. For example, if you know that reading improves your mind, schedule 10 minutes daily. If you know that gratitude strengthens your mood, write down three things every night. These are not theories, they are actions that transform when repeated. The power of daily improvement is that it compounds. 10 minutes of learning today may feel small, but 10 minutes every day for a year equals 60 hours of focused learning. That is more than many people do in years. Saving a little money daily may feel insignificant, but over months and years, it creates financial security. Exercising a short time daily may not feel dramatic, but over time, it reshapes your body. The compound effect of small actions, based on what you already know, is unstoppable if you remain consistent. One of the biggest mistakes people make is waiting for inspiration. They think they need to feel excited before they use what they know. But daily improvement is not about emotion, it is about decision. You will not always feel inspired, but you can always decide to act. And when you act, inspiration often follows. Action fuels emotion, not the other way around. This is why those who rely only on motivation often fail, while those who rely on discipline succeed. Another truth is that you must stop underestimating the value of what you know. You may believe that your knowledge is too simple, too basic, too common, but simplicity is powerful. The basics, applied daily, create extraordinary results. Complex theories often confuse people, but basic principles change lives when practiced consistently. Eat well, move your body, manage your time, save your money, focus your attention. These are not secrets, they are truths. The challenge is not learning them, it is living them. Daily improvement also builds resilience. When you practice what you know, you prove to yourself that you can rely on your actions, not on circumstances. Life will bring challenge. If you only learn but never act, you will collapse under pressure. But if you have a record of applied knowledge, you will have habits to fall back on. Those habits carry you through when life gets tough. They protect you from falling apart. There is also dignity in daily application. You respect yourself more when you act on your knowledge. Knowing the right thing, but not doing it creates guilt. Acting on what you know creates pride. That pride is not arrogance, but quiet assurance. You know you are living with integrity. Your behavior matches your understanding. That alignment brings peace of mind. To turn what you know into improvement, create a structure that reminds you daily. Write your lessons on paper. Place them where you will see them. Review them each morning. Ask yourself, how will I use this today? Then, at night, ask, did I practice it? That reflection reinforces the cycle. Over time, you no longer need reminders, because the actions become automatic. But in the beginning, structure helps you stay consistent. Avoid the trap of trying to do everything at once. Choose one or two lessons to apply consistently. Master them, then add more. If you try to improve everything overnight, you will burn out. Growth is built layer by layer. The important thing is to keep building. One brick a day eventually becomes a wall. One wall becomes a house. One house becomes a structure you can live in. Another key is accountability. Share your commitment with someone you trust. Tell them what you are applying, and ask them to check on you. Accountability increases the likelihood of consistency. When you know someone will ask, you are more likely to follow through. Over time, your results will speak for themselves, and accountability will shift from external to internal. You will no longer need someone to ask, because you will ask yourself. You must also recognize that using what you know creates opportunities. When you apply knowledge, you build skills. Skills attract possibilities. People notice consistent action. They see your growth, and as you improve daily, you open doors that were closed before. Opportunities rarely appear to those who only know. They appear to those who act. In the end, daily improvement is about respect. Respect for the knowledge you have gained. Respect for the time you have been given. Respect for the life you are shaping. Every day you choose to use what you know, you honor that respect. Every day you waste it, you dishonor it. The choice belongs to you. So turn what you know now into daily improvement. Don't wait for something new to arrive. Don't pretend you need more before you begin. Use what you already carry. Apply it today. Apply it tomorrow. Keep applying it until it becomes who you are. That is how you grow. That is how you transform knowledge into strength. That is how you build a life you are proud of, one day at a time, with the lessons you already hold.
Chapter 7. Push forward, even when your tools feel limited. Push forward, even when your tools feel limited. That lesson will determine whether you stay stuck or build the life you want. Most people wait for the perfect set of resources before they start. They tell themselves that once they have more money, better skills, more support, or better circumstances, then they will act. The danger in that thinking is that it creates endless waiting. Life does not hand you perfect conditions. What you have right now is all you can work with, and the people who succeed are those who push forward despite the lack of ideal tools. There is a simple truth. Progress does not require perfection. Progress requires motion. If your tools are limited, use them anyway. The hammer may be old, the notebook may be small, the laptop may be slow, but they can still move you forward if you commit to using them. The strongest discipline is built not when everything is available, but when you work with what little you have. That is when you learn resourcefulness, creativity, and determination, and those qualities last far longer than any external tool. Think of how many people have created extraordinary results starting with almost nothing. They did not wait for the right timing or better resources. They started where they were and figured out the rest along the way. The reason their stories inspire us is because they remind us of a truth we try to ignore. Tools matter less than willpower. Your willingness to push forward is the deciding factor. If you choose to move, even with little, you create momentum. If you choose to wait for more, you stay still. It is tempting to think that others succeed because they have more advantages. Some do, but many succeed because they did more with less. That is the psychology of resilience. When your tools are limited, you are forced to grow your inner strength. You can no longer rely on convenience. You must rely on discipline. You must rely on persistence.
And when you build those qualities, they stay with you forever, no matter how much or how little you have later. Every limitation can become a training ground. If your money is limited, you learn how to budget wisely. If your time is limited, you learn how to prioritize. If your skills are limited, you learn how to practice with focus. If your environment is limited, you learn how to adapt. These lessons make you sharper than if you had everything handed to you. The very thing you see as a weakness can be the foundation of your strength if you keep pushing forward. Waiting for perfect tools is often an excuse. People say, "I'll start when I can afford it," or "I'll begin when I have more time." But deep down, that waiting is fear disguised as logic, fear of failure, fear of discomfort, fear of being exposed as unprepared. The way to break that fear is to start anyway. When you take action with limited tools, you prove to yourself that you can move forward without guarantees. That proof builds courage, and courage is more valuable than any resource you could ever own. When you push forward with less, you also learn to focus on essentials. You can't afford to waste energy. You concentrate on what really matters. That focus is powerful. Many people with plenty of tools waste them because they spread themselves thin, they get distracted, they confuse busyness with progress. But if you have only a few tools, you must use them strategically. That discipline teaches you how to get more from less, and when more tools do come, you know exactly how to use them. Another reason to push forward, even with limited tools, is that action attracts opportunity. People notice when you move, even if your movement is small. A person who writes with a broken pen is still more impressive than the one who waits for a fancy notebook. A person who trains in their living room is still ahead of the one who waits for a perfect gym. A person who studies late at night after work is still ahead of the one who says they have no time. Action speaks louder than excuses, and action invites help. Often, the tools you think you need only arrive after you prove that you are willing to move without them. There is also an emotional benefit to this principle. When you act with limited tools, you stop feeling powerless. You may not have everything, but you have something, and you are using it. That shift builds dignity. It reminds you that your life is in your hands. You no longer waste time waiting for external permission. You give yourself permission by acting. That feeling of control is one of the strongest motivators you can experience. Pushing forward also teaches you patience. When you have fewer tools, progress may be slower, but slow progress is still progress. Every step counts. The discipline of staying consistent, even when the results are not immediate, builds endurance. Endurance ensures that you will not quit when things get hard. Many people fail not because they lack tools, but because they lack patience. They give up too soon. But if you commit to pushing forward steadily, even slowly, you guarantee eventual success. You must also recognize that tools are neutral until they are used. A perfect gym membership means nothing if you don't train. A brand new computer means nothing if you don't write. A library card means nothing if you don't read. The value of tools comes from the person using them. That means your limited tools are still powerful if you choose to use them. The real power is not in the tool, it is in the user. The key is to shift your mindset. Instead of thinking, "I don't have enough," think, "How can I use what I do have?" That single question changes everything. If you don't have time for an hour, use 15 minutes. If you don't have money for a course, use free resources. If you don't have the environment you want, create a small corner for focus. By asking how you can use what exists, you take control. By focusing on what is missing, you lose control. Think about your own life right now. Where are you telling yourself that you can't move because your tools are limited? Where are you waiting for more before you begin? Write it down honestly, then challenge yourself, "What can I do today with what I have?" Even if it feels small, do it. That action breaks the cycle of waiting. It puts you back in motion. And once you are in motion, you begin to see opportunities that were invisible before. The truth is, people respect action more than excuses. They admire those who move with little more than determination. They are inspired by those who refuse to give up despite limitations. That admiration is not the goal, but it is proof that pushing forward has value beyond your own growth. Your example may remind someone else that they too can act, even if they have little, and that ripple effect can change more lives than you realize. When you look back years from now, you will not remember the days you waited for perfect tools. You will remember the days you acted, despite not having enough. Those are the days that will define you. Those are the days that will shape your story. Those are the days that will give you the strength to say, I built this life not because I had everything, but because I used what I had. That statement carries weight. That is true success. Push forward, even when your tools feel limited. Don't let lack become an excuse. Don't let waiting become your habit. Use your hands, your mind, your time, your discipline. Whatever you have right now, each day put it to work. Over time, your tools will grow, your skills will sharpen, your results will expand. But none of that will happen if you do not start. The tools may be limited, but your will is limitless. And when will meets action, progress is guaranteed.
Chapter 8. Rely on effort instead of waiting for luck. Rely on effort instead of waiting for luck. That is a principle that separates those who build their lives from those who drift through them. Too many people sit back and hope something magical will happen. They wait for a sudden opportunity, a chance encounter, or a stroke of fortune to deliver the life they want. But luck, if it comes, never stays. What stays is the result of effort, the work you put in daily, and the choices you make consistently. Effort is under your control. Luck is not. When you live with effort as your foundation, you create stability. When you rely on luck, you create uncertainty and disappointment. Luck has a way of deceiving people. You might hear about someone who stumbled into success by being in the right place at the right time, and you might think that's what you need too. But what you don't see is how often those same people prepared themselves through effort long before that moment arrived. What looks like luck from the outside is usually the result of discipline, persistence, and readiness. Opportunity favors the person who has put in the work. Without the work, opportunity passes by unnoticed or unused. Effort is something you can choose every single day. You can choose to practice a skill. You can choose to improve your health. You can choose to build your character. Each of these actions requires effort, and none of them requires luck. The more effort you invest, the more control you gain over your future. And the more control you have, the less you depend on chance. A person who lives by effort never has to wait passively. They are always creating progress, no matter the circumstances. The problem with waiting for luck is that it leads to idleness. If you convince yourself that your life depends on something outside of you, you stop moving. You sit and wait. Days pass, weeks pass, years pass, and nothing changes. Waiting drains your energy because it gives you no sense of direction. But effort energizes you. Even small actions remind you that you are shaping your life. That sense of progress creates motivation, and motivation leads to more effort. Effort is also the most reliable teacher. When you put in the work, you gain experience. You learn what works and what doesn't. You adjust. You adapt. Without effort, you gain nothing but daydreams. People who rely on luck often live in fantasy, imagining what could happen one day. But those who rely on effort live in reality, building their strength step by step. Reality rewards the doer, not the dreamer. There is also dignity in effort. You respect yourself more when you know you are working hard,
even if results take time. You walk with your head higher, because you know you are not waiting to be rescued. You know you are not depending on random events. You know that your hands are shaping your path. That self-respect is priceless. Luck cannot give it to you, but effort can. Some people will argue that effort does not guarantee success. That is true. You can work hard and still face setbacks, but without effort, success is impossible. At least with effort, you give yourself a chance. Without it, you are left with nothing but hope. Hope without action is weakness. Hope with effort is strength. Effort also compounds. The work you put in today builds on the work you did yesterday. Skills accumulate. Knowledge expands. Habits strengthen. Over time, what began as small daily actions turn into major achievements. From the outside, people may call it luck, but you will know the truth. You will know it came from every effort you invested along the way. Think about your own life. How many times have you caught yourself saying, "I hope things get better"? Hope is not enough. Things don't improve because you wish them to. They improve because you put in the effort to change them. If your health is weak, effort changes it. If your finances are unstable, effort changes them. If your mindset is negative, effort changes it. Waiting for luck will not fix these areas, but steady effort will. Effort also creates opportunities where none existed. When you work consistently, you put yourself in places and situations where chance can find you. Luck is not something that finds people sitting still. It finds people moving, building, and reaching. That is why so many stories of luck involve people who were already working hard. Their effort made them visible. Their effort made them ready. Without it, the opportunity would have slipped past unnoticed. Another truth is that effort gives you something luck cannot. Character. Character is built in the process of persistence. It is built when you keep going, even when results are slow. It is built when you discipline yourself to do the work no one else sees. Character shapes who you are, and who you are will determine what you can handle. Luck might hand someone an opportunity they are not ready for, and it destroys them. But effort prepares you so that when opportunity comes, you can carry it. Effort is also fair. Life does not give everyone the same circumstances, but effort is available to all. Some may start with more resources, but effort can close the gap. You cannot control where you were born or what you inherited, but you can control how hard you work and how wisely you apply that work. That is the great equalizer. The discipline to rely on effort also guards you from disappointment. When you count on luck, every day feels uncertain. You wait for something that may never happen. But when you count on effort, every day has purpose. You know that your actions matter. You know that you are not wasting time. Even if results are not immediate, you can sleep with the satisfaction of having done your part. That peace of mind is worth more than the shallow excitement of waiting for chance. The danger of waiting for luck is that it weakens responsibility. If you believe life is all about chance, you excuse yourself from effort. You say, "It's not my fault, I just didn't get lucky." That thinking keeps you powerless. But when you embrace effort, you embrace responsibility. You say, "My results depend on me." That shift makes you stronger. Responsibility is heavy, but it is also empowering. When you carry it, you realize you have the ability to shape your path. Effort also inspires others. People watch what you do, even when you don't realize it. When they see you working hard regardless of circumstances, they are reminded that they can do the same. Your consistency becomes an example. Without saying a word, you show others that relying on effort is more powerful than waiting for luck. That kind of influence spreads further than you might ever see. Another benefit is resilience. When you live by effort, setbacks do not break you. You already know the value of persistence. You know that the path forward is built one action at a time. So when challenges come, you don't collapse, you adjust, you keep working. People who rely on luck often crumble when difficulty strikes, because their foundation was never effort, it was chance. But if effort is your foundation, nothing can fully stop you. To live this principle, start by asking yourself, What am I waiting for? Where in my life am I depending on luck instead of effort? Be honest, then take that area and design one action you can do today. If you are waiting for luck to fix your career, put in effort to learn a new skill. If you are waiting for luck to fix your relationships, put in effort to show care today. If you are waiting for luck to improve your finances, put in effort to budget and save. Replace waiting with working. Replace hope alone with hope backed by action. As the days pass, you will notice something change in your mindset. You will stop saying, I hope. You will start saying, I will. That shift is everything. It takes you from a passive spectator of life to an active participant. You no longer drift. You direct. You no longer depend on outside forces. You depend on your own effort. That is how real progress is made. Rely on effort instead of waiting for luck. Life is not about what falls into your lap. It is about what you build with your hands, your time, and your discipline. If luck comes, welcome it, but never depend on it. Depend on yourself. Depend on your work ethic. Depend on your persistence. Those things will carry you further than luck ever could. And in the end, you will live not in hope of chance, but in the certainty of effort well spent.
Chapter 9. Create progress by focusing only on what matters. Create progress by focusing only on what matters. That is one of the most practical rules for building a meaningful life, because time and energy are limited. The challenge for most people is not that they do nothing, but that they spend too much of their effort on things that do not bring results. They get lost in distractions, pulled in every direction by small demands, and they wonder why progress feels slow. Progress requires clarity. You cannot move forward with strength if your attention is scattered across 100 unimportant tasks. The way to gain control of your life is to narrow your focus onto the few things that truly matter and give them your full commitment. The first step in this process is honesty. Look at your daily routine and ask yourself what truly moves your life forward. Not everything you do contributes to your goals. Not every task deserves equal importance. Some things matter deeply, others barely matter at all. If you cannot distinguish between them, you will waste valuable hours. The ability to separate what is essential from what is trivial is a skill that shapes your future. Without it, you will always be busy but rarely effective. Many people confuse busyness with progress. They fill their days with endless activity but achieve little. They answer messages, browse through information, handle other people's demands, and by nightfall they are exhausted. Yet when they look back, they realize nothing important has changed. The problem is not lack of work, but lack of focus. To create progress, you must shift your energy away from busyness and direct it toward meaningful action. Focusing only on what matters means identifying your priorities. Ask yourself, what are the few things in my life that will make the biggest difference if I improve them? It could be your health, your finances, your skills, or your relationships. Once you know your priorities, you must give them consistent attention. Even small daily effort in those areas creates massive progress over time. But if you spend your days on distractions, your priorities suffer and your life stays the same. The discipline to focus is rare because distractions are everywhere. Technology, entertainment, and social pressure constantly pull your attention. If you do not control your focus, someone else will. That is why you must decide every day where your energy goes. If you don't, your day will be consumed by things that bring no lasting value. Controlling focus is not about being harsh, it is about being intentional. It is about choosing to spend your life on what matters, instead of letting it slip away on what doesn't. Another key truth is that focusing on what matters requires sacrifice. You cannot do everything. If you say yes to one thing, you are saying no to something else. Many people fail because they try to please everyone
accept every demand, and spread themselves thin. The result is mediocrity in all areas, instead of excellence in a few. To create progress, you must be willing to let go of the unnecessary. That might mean turning off distractions, reducing meaningless commitments, or distancing yourself from influences that pull you off course. The reward of sacrifice is clarity, and clarity gives you the strength to move forward with purpose. Focusing on what matters also saves you from regret. Imagine reaching the end of a week, a year, or a decade, and realizing most of your energy was wasted on things that didn't improve your life. That regret comes from lack of focus. But when you spend your time on priorities, you can look back with satisfaction. Even if you didn't do everything, you did the right things. That is what brings fulfillment. One way to sharpen your focus is to ask yourself a simple question each morning. If I could only accomplish one thing today, what should it be? This question forces you to identify the most important action. Once you know it, do it before anything else. That habit alone can transform your productivity. You may still handle other tasks, but you will know that you invested your best energy into what truly matters. Over time, this practice creates steady progress that builds into something significant. Progress is not about doing more, it is about doing what counts. A single focused hour can often accomplish more than 10 scattered hours. Quality of focus is more powerful than quantity of effort. If you train your mind to give full attention to one task at a time, you will not only finish faster, you will also finish better. This principle applies to every area of life, in conversations, in work, in personal growth. Full focus always creates deeper results. Another danger of losing focus is comparison. When you constantly measure yourself against others, you get distracted from your own path. You waste time worrying about what they are doing, instead of working on what matters to you. Your energy is split between envy and insecurity, leaving little left for action. Staying focused on your own journey protects you from this trap. It reminds you that your progress is not about where someone else is, but about whether you are moving forward in the areas that matter most to you. There is also a mental benefit to narrowing your focus. The human mind feels calmer when it is not overloaded with too many demands. Stress often comes not from doing hard work, but from trying to do everything at once. When you simplify your focus, you reduce anxiety. You know exactly what to give your attention to. That clarity creates peace of mind, which in turn improves performance. Progress comes more naturally when your mind is not consumed by clutter. The practice of focusing only on what matters also develops resilience. When challenges come, and they will, you will not be scattered or confused. You will know what to hold on to. Many people crumble during hard times because they were chasing too many things, but those who focus know where to invest their energy. They keep pushing forward on their priorities, even when everything else feels uncertain. That resilience comes from clarity. To live this principle, you must constantly evaluate your actions. Ask yourself, is this helping me move toward my goals? If the answer is no, you must question why you are doing it. Some things cannot be avoided, but many can. The more you remove what doesn't matter, the more room you make for what does. Improvement is often less about adding and more about removing. Progress through focus also requires consistency. Doing the right thing once is not enough. You must repeat it daily, weekly, monthly. Consistency is what turns effort into results. If you give your focus to health only once in a while, nothing changes. But if you focus on it daily, even in small ways, your life transforms. The same is true for finances, learning, or relationships. Focus without consistency is temporary. Focus with consistency is powerful. You must also protect your focus from other people's expectations. Many will try to pull you in directions that do not align with your priorities. They will ask for your time, your attention, your energy. If you say yes to everything, you will lose yourself. It is not selfish to guard your focus, it is wise. The people who matter will respect your discipline. And in the long run, you will be able to give more because you protected your ability to grow. Another benefit of focus is efficiency. When you know what matters, you stop wasting energy on indecision. You don't hesitate over trivial choices, you know where your attention belongs. This efficiency frees up more energy for meaningful actions. Over time, you accomplish far more by doing less. That is the paradox of focus. Think about your own life right now. What matters most to you? Write it down. Then compare it to how you spend your days. Are they aligned? If not, you have found the reason progress feels slow. Realign your time and energy with what matters. Even a small adjustment creates momentum. Progress does not require radical change overnight. It requires steady redirection of attention. When you master focus, you no longer feel pulled in 100 directions. You know where you are going. You know what to give your strength to. That clarity builds confidence, and confidence creates even greater progress. People will notice your discipline. They will see that you are not easily distracted. That kind of presence earns respect. Create progress by focusing only on what matters. Choose your priorities. Guard your attention. Say no to the unnecessary. Give your best to the essential. Do it daily. Over time, you will look back and see that your life moved forward, not because you did everything, but because you did the right things. That is the secret of progress: clarity, focus, and consistency applied to what truly matters.
Chapter 10. Build your future using the resources you own. Build your future using the resources you own. That principle is powerful because it strips away excuses. Too often, people waste years thinking about what they don't have. They look at the money they wish they had, the connections they never built, the education they didn't receive, and they convince themselves that progress is impossible. But progress is never about what you are missing. It is always about what you are willing to use from what you already have. Your resources may be smaller than you hoped, but they are enough to start shaping the future you want. The only real question is whether you will make use of them. Your resources are not just money or material possessions. Your greatest resources are your time, your energy, your skills, your mind, and your relationships. If you undervalue these, you will always feel poor. If you learn to value them, you will realize you have more than enough to begin building. Everyone is given something. Some people waste it, some people multiply it. The difference is not the size of the resources, but the mindset behind them. Start with time. Every person receives the same 24 hours each day. Some turn those hours into learning, building, creating, and improving. Others spend them in distraction. The future belongs to those who respect their time and use it well. If you commit to managing your hours wisely, even without money or connections, you will move forward. Time is the most valuable resource you own because it cannot be replaced once it is gone. How you use today shapes what tomorrow will look like. Your energy is another resource that too many people ignore. When you are young, you may not realize its value, but energy fuels everything. Directing your energy toward growth multiplies results. Wasting it on meaningless activities depletes your chances. Even if you lack material resources, if you still have energy, you can act, you can build, and you can grow. The way you direct that energy each day decides how quickly your life improves. Skills are another powerful resource. You may not have every skill yet, but you certainly have some. Maybe you know how to communicate, how to organize, how to solve problems, how to learn quickly, or how to stay disciplined. Each of these is valuable. If you keep practicing and refining them,
They can be turned into opportunities. Skills open doors that money alone cannot. What you know and what you can do are assets you must invest in daily. Do not overlook your mind. Your ability to think, to learn, and to adapt is a resource beyond measure. Many people neglect their mind, filling it with noise instead of knowledge. But if you take time to read, reflect, and grow your thinking, you sharpen a tool that can change everything. With a sharp mind, you can find solutions when others see only problems. You can create opportunities where others see none. The future is built first in your mind and then in your actions. Relationships are another critical resource. You may not know everyone, but you know someone. The people you surround yourself with influence your growth. If you use your relationships wisely, seeking advice, offering value, learning from others, you can expand your opportunities. Too often, people isolate themselves or surround themselves with negative influences. But if you intentionally invest in relationships that encourage growth, you multiply the resources you already have. The problem is not lack of resources, the problem is failure to use them. Many people tell themselves that once they have more money, more time, or more connections, then they will start. But starting is not about waiting for more. Starting is about using what is already available. A person with little money, but strong discipline, can move further than a wealthy person who wastes their days. A person with limited tools but consistent effort can outgrow someone with all the tools who never acts. Your future is not built by what you wish for. It is built by what you use. Think about your own life. What do you already have that you are underestimating? Do you waste your time on distractions? Do you let your energy be drained by negativity? Do you ignore your skills because they seem small? Do you neglect your mind by avoiding learning? Do you allow relationships to weaken because you don't invest in them? Each of these areas contains resources waiting to be used. If you begin treating them with value, you will notice change. Building your future with what you own requires creativity. Instead of saying, "I can't because I don't have enough," ask, "How can I with what I do have?" That shift in question is life-changing. If you don't have the best equipment, use what you have and improve later. If you don't have the most time, maximize the hours available. If you don't have a perfect environment, create a small space where you can focus. Creativity thrives under limits, and limits often bring out your best ideas. You must also embrace patience. Building with limited resources takes longer, but the journey strengthens you. Each day you commit to using what you have, you are laying a brick. It may feel slow, but brick by brick, walls rise and structures form. Looking for shortcuts or waiting for better resources only delays the process. The satisfaction of knowing you built with your own effort, using what was in your hands, is far greater than the comfort of receiving everything easily. Another benefit of using your resources is resilience. If you depend only on external help, you are vulnerable. If you depend on your own time, energy, skills, and mind, you become unshakable. Even if circumstances strip away material possessions, no one can take your discipline, your habits, or your knowledge. Those are resources that stay with you. They are the foundation of a future no setback can destroy. There is also a deep sense of pride that comes from knowing you built with what you had. People often admire those who succeed without having much at the beginning, because it proves that success is about more than luck. It is about effort, discipline, and consistency. That pride is not about boasting. It is about the quiet confidence that grows when you know your life is shaped by your own hands. You must learn to track your resources carefully. Pay attention to how you spend your time, how you use your energy, what you practice, what you feed your mind, and how you treat your relationships. These are the raw materials of your future. If you waste them, your future weakens. If you protect them, your future strengthens. Treat them with respect. Building your future with what you own also teaches you humility. You realize that you don't need everything to begin. You don't need to match someone else's resources to move forward. You only need to use what is in front of you. This humility allows you to focus on action instead of excuses. It reminds you that growth is earned daily, not given overnight. As you continue to use your resources, they expand. Skills grow sharper. Relationships grow stronger. Knowledge deepens. Discipline strengthens. These expanding resources create more opportunities. That is how transformation happens, by starting small, staying consistent, and letting effort compound. What once seemed limited becomes abundant because you used it faithfully. So build your future using the resources you own. Stop waiting for more. Stop comparing your tools to someone else's. Take your time, your energy, your skills, your mind, and your relationships, and put them to work. Every day, use them with discipline and intention. Over time, they will shape the life you want. Your future is not somewhere outside of your reach. It is being built right now with the resources already in your hands. The choice is yours. Waste them and stay the same, or use them and grow into the person you are capable of becoming.